Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Julie Cayley, broker owner of Merced Homes Realty, located at 920 West 18th Street here in Merced. Today is March 23rd, 2017, and I really appreciate you listening in live to this podcast, or if you're listening in replay, I appreciate that as well. Today's topic is, what is a HUD home? And we're going to talk about what specifically a HUD home is, where you can find these HUD homes, and how you can go about purchasing a HUD home. So again, my name, Julie Cayley, broker of Merced Homes Realty, located at 920 West 18th Street in Merced. You can reach us via phone, 209-385-1200. And you can also find me online, www.mercedhomesrealty.com. And today I'm going to also be going over the active inventory of HUD homes throughout the Central Valley. So if you are thinking about buying a home or want to know more about HUD homes, or if you're in the market to purchase something this year in 2017, I encourage you to listen in and replay this and save it in your iTunes and listen to it when you can, and give us a call with any questions. We would love to help you. We're here to answer all of your questions and to help you in your home buying journey. So the first thing I always like to start with is, what is a HUD home? We get this question a lot because we have sign writers on our signs that say HUD home on them if they're a HUD home, and we also put a window sign in the window of our HUD properties to help identify them to the general public as a HUD home. You'll also see them marketed as a HUD home in the public comments on the MLS. Typically, the first words of the public description is HUD home, and you'll also see them designated as a HUD home on Realtor.com, Zillow, etc., so that you can easily identify them. So that's usually what starts the phone call. Somebody will drive by one of our signs or see one of our ads, and they'll call and say, what is a HUD home? So I'm going to go ahead and give you the definition of a HUD home so that that makes sense to you. A HUD home is a home that has gone into mortgage default with a loan that was insured by the Federal Housing Administration, or FHA. When this happens, it's referred to as a HUD home. The lender takes possession of the property and conveys the ownership to HUD. HUD then sells the property through their asset management company. In California, it's BLB Resources. And a HUD home may be a single-family house, a townhouse, a condominium, a mobile home, or a multiple-family attached home up to four units. So it's anything that could have qualified for an FHA loan could have the possibility of becoming a HUD home. Okay, so that's what a HUD home is. It's pretty simple in definition, but it is a question that we get a lot. And now you know what a HUD home is. When a HUD home gets placed on the market, the asset management company will typically list it with one of their local listing brokers. For example, somebody like myself, and I'm located in the Merced area of the Central Valley. And they will assign us the property. We'll go out and take a look at it, take marketing photos. They'll give us a price. We'll put it on the market. We'll put a lockbox on it so that agents in my office and other offices can show the property to potential buyers such as yourself. And then we will put marketing photos up and a description and any pertinent information that we have will attach to the MLS, and then it will get put out onto the MLS, Realtor.com, Zillow, Trulia, and all those different feeder sites, as well as our own website, MercedHomesRealty.com, if it is one of our listings. So you're going to see the HUD homes show up in the general searches for properties. So whatever you're looking, when you're searching for a property, the HUD homes should be showing up as well. Now, HUD does maintain their own website as well, where somebody could go and search all of the HUD homes throughout the United States. And that website is HUDHomeStore.com, HUD, H-U-D, home, H-O-M-E, store, S-T-O-R-E.com. And if you go to HUDHomeStore.com, you can search all the available inventory, and then that is actually where the realtors, agents, brokers will actually input the offer on HUDHomestore.com electronically as well. So that's a very important website, HUDHomestore.com, H-U-D, home, H-O-M-E, store, S-T-O-R-E.com. And if you go on there, if you're in front of a computer right now, or maybe you're driving and you're not in front of your computer, but when you have a moment, go to HUDHomestore.com on your computer, on your mobile device, on your iPad, et cetera, and find the HUDHomestore.com website, and you will see how easy it is to navigate. It's got a big map of the United States. You can click on whatever state you want. It's got a horizontal search bar in gray as well, where you can narrow down by state, by county, by city, by street, by type of buyer, all kinds of different criteria. But the nice part is they do make it very, very easy to navigate their website and to be able to find things. So I myself really appreciate that, and I think that you will as well. And it's very transparent. So the next question I get most often, in addition to what is a HUD home, is who can purchase a HUD home and how does this all work? So a HUD home can be purchased by any individual, company, HUD-approved nonprofit organization, or government entity that can secure financing or pay cash for the property. Local listing brokers such as myself are affiliates, owners, managers, employees, sales agents, brokers, and family members and business partners are prohibited from purchasing any HUD homes. HUD views that as a conflict of interest. So that's really important. Buyers, selling agents, and selling brokers are all required to sign a conflict of interest certification identifying any potential conflicts of interest. This form also requires the buyer, selling agent, and selling broker to acknowledge the penalties for violating the conflict of interest policy. These penalties may include one or more of the following. Number one, cancellation of the contract. Two, forfeiture of the buyer's deposit. Three, removal from the local listing broker network. And four, loss of selling broker's bidding privileges. So they do take that very seriously as to who can purchase a HUD home. So the good news is if you're not a local listing broker or you don't work for one or you're not related to one or you don't fall into that criteria and you're just a regular buyer, you can buy a HUD home. They typically categorize it into five different types of buyers. Owner, occupant, and investor are the two most common and the two that we'll talk about the most today. There's also a program called Good Neighbor Next Door, and they also will sell to government entities and nonprofit organizations. So we'll focus on owner, occupant, and investor buyers today. So HUD's definition of an owner, occupant, buyer is a person who plans to buy the home to live in it, an owner, occupant, as their primary residence for at least 1 year, and who has not purchased another HUD home as an owner, occupant in the past 2 years. Okay? An owner, occupant is a person who plans to live in the property as their primary residence for at least 1 year, and who has not purchased another HUD home as an owner-occupant within the past 2 years. An investor purchaser, is someone who buys the property as a second home or as an investment, or who does not qualify for some other reason as an owner-occupant. So one more time, an investor purchaser is someone who buys the property as a second home or as an investment, or who does not qualify as an owner-occupant. So those are HUD's definitions of owner-occupant versus investor. It's pretty straightforward. If you're not sure if your client is going to be living in the property and you're an agent, you need to ask them, because if they're purchasing it as an owner-occupant, they are required to sign an owner-occupant certificate, just confirming or affirming that they're purchasing the property to live in as their primary residence for at least 1 year. Okay, so pretty straightforward on that as well. So again, how does somebody go about purchasing a HUD home? Well, once the person is out looking and they find a property that they want to buy, their agent or broker will go online to www.hudhomestore.com and they will submit that bid on behalf of that buyer electronically. And what that means is they'll collect some information from the buyer. They'll get some paperwork signed from the buyer, which is HUD's contract, And then they will go into that website and they will input all that information manually, and then they'll hit the submit button and they'll send that off to HUD for consideration. So the great part about that is it takes about 5 minutes or less for an agent to actually input the offer electronically. And then the agent will also get a confirmation screen that they can print out with a confirmation number. So as a buyer, you can rest assured that your offer was submitted. So it's really great to know that your offer went straight to the seller and is in line for consideration. Okay, so that is one great thing about making an offer on a HUD home. You know the seller will receive your offer. Okay, all of the properties have deadlines, and those are clearly stated on HUDHomestore.com as well. And the deadline's going to vary depending on the condition of the property and the insurability of the property. Okay? Again, all of the HUD homes are listed on HUDHomestore.com, and they're also listed on the local MLS in my area as well, if it's a property in my area. HUD lists new inventory Monday through Friday by 1 a.m. So first thing in the morning when you wake up, that property will be listed on HUDHomestore.com. And if a property falls out of escrow and gets relisted, it will be available on HUDHomestore.com as well. So in general, if the property is still up on HUDHomestore.com, it's still open for bids. Once the seller has accepted an offer or accepted a bid, they will actually take that down off of HUDHomestore.com and no more bids can be submitted. So in general, if the listing is up on HUDHomestore.com, then it's available for bids. Okay? So that's really good to know as well. And HUD Homestore always has the latest information as far as availability. So don't rely on the MLS. You can use the MLS as a guide, but always double-check HUDHomestore.com as well, okay? When HUD first lists a property, they're going to assign it one of four different types of insurability. And the insurability comes from the condition of the property. HUD will order an appraisal, and they'll have an appraiser look at the property, and that appraiser will identify any health and safety issues. And that will help HUD to assign an insurability for that particular property. And that's really important because that sets the type of financing that HUD will take, and it also sets the time frame. So there are four different types of insurability, okay? And the first one is called IN, or Insurable FHA 203B, okay? So HUD homes in general may always be purchased using cash, conventional, or other special financing. However, FHA offers financing options that are tailored to HUD homes. So this is great for all the FHA buyers out there. There are many variables that are taken into consideration when the disposition of a property is created. The condition of the property, as reflected in the FHA-approved appraisal, and the property condition report weigh heavily in determining its insurability. Although other factors may be considered, when the disposition of the property has been established, the property is listed at fair market value and will reflect the appropriate financing acronym. It is vital that real estate agents have a clear understanding of the FHA financing types and the corresponding acronyms. So if you're a buyer out there, this might not make a whole lot of sense to you, and that's when you can really rely upon your agent or your real estate broker to help you with that, or you can call us directly and we can walk you through the insurability of the property, the reasons why it has that insurability, and the type of financing that it qualifies for. Because the last thing you want to do as a buyer is to get into escrow on a property that is not going to accept your type of financing and you're not going to be able to close it. Okay, you're going to be very frustrated with that. The first one is called Insurable IN FHA 203B. Properties listed as insurable qualify for FHA 203B financing, which is a standard FHA loan. This disposition represents properties that do not have obvious minimum property requirement repairs. The second one is insurable with escrow FHA 203B repair escrow. Properties listed with insurable with escrow, i.e., qualify for FHA 203B with repair escrow financing. This disposition represents properties that have minimum property repairs, which must be addressed post-closing. Post-closing, after closing. The MPR repairs cannot total more than $11,000. That is a $10,000 repair limit with a 10% overage allowance. The necessary repairs are itemized in the disclosures found on the Addendums tab on the Property Details Report at our most helpful website, HUDHomestore.com. Please note that any repairs listed are an estimate. The seller does not guarantee or warranty that the property is free of visible or hidden structural defects, termite damage, lead-based paint, or any other condition that may render the property inhabitable or otherwise unusable. A final repair list, if applicable, will be determined by the lender and the buyer's appraisal. The repair escrow amount is the financial responsibility of the buyer. I'm going to say that one more time. The repair escrow amount is the financial responsibility of the buyer. The repair escrow is never, never a credit to the buyer. The buyer must finance the repair escrow with the lender writing the FHA loan or bring in those additional funds. The lender holds the money for repairs in an escrow account until the repairs are completed. FHA allows up to 90 days after the closing for the repairs to be completed. However, your lender may have some different repair deadlines. When the repairs to the property have been completed, the lender will inspect the contractor's work. Typically, they'll send the appraiser back out and then disperse the funds to the appropriate parties. And please note that if the cost of the repairs is less than the escrow repair amount, the lender will apply those unused funds to the purchaser's principal balance, and it's never cash back to the buyer. And the last important thing to remember on this disposition of IE, Interbo's escrow repair, is this only applies if the buyer is getting FHA 203B financing. If the buyer is getting any other type of financing like cash, a conventional, USDA, VA, private money, hard money, et cetera, any type of non-FHA financing, then you don't have to worry about the escrow repair at all, okay? So it's a special little provision in the FHA loan that is only applicable to HUD homes that allow buyers to utilize an FHA loan on properties that need repairs, okay? And allows the buyer to get a bid for those repairs and close after escrow and have those, and close escrow and have those repairs done after escrow. So we're not waiting on those because, remember, HUD does not allow any repairs to get done to the property prior to close of escrow. The third disposition is called uninsurable, or UI. Properties listed as uninsurable do not qualify for FHA 203B financing. They typically have repairs exceeding $10,000 or may not meet the FHA guidelines for some other reason. Non-FHA financing, such as conventional loan and cash purchases, are most often used for properties with this disposition of UI. And the final category is UK, which is uninsurable 203K eligible. Uninsurable 203K eligible. And what that means is it's listed as uninsurable, so they don't qualify for the 203B financing. However, they may qualify for 203K financing. And 203K is a rehab loan, rehabilitation loan for repairs for owner occupants only. And there are typically two different types of 203K loans. They are typically what we call the standard FHA 203K, and then the 203K streamline loan. So just depending on your situation, your lender will have a better idea of which direction that you need to go. So those are the four different insurabilities for disposition of HUD homes. And just a couple last notes that I want to leave you with when it comes to HUD homes. Once you found a property that you liked and you've checked out the insurability and your financing lines up with that, and your agent submits a bid for you, if you are the winning bid, then you will get your paperwork together and get it submitted down to HUD for signature. HUD will pay up to 3% of gross purchase price and closing costs for owner-occupant purchasers but they need to make sure that that is asked for in the contract. So if you do need some assistance with closing costs, make sure that your agent puts that in the offer for you, because once we have the offer accepted, we can't go back and renegotiate that. HUD sells all of its properties in as-is condition. HUD won't do any repairs on the property, and they will not allow the buyer to do any repairs either. Once we have the executed contract back on your offer, your accepted offer for HUD, a buyer has 15 days in order to do all of their inspections on the property. So again, no repairs are going to be done. We do encourage everybody to get a home inspection or any inspections that a buyer feels concerned with on a property. It's a big purchase, and we want to make sure you have a good idea of what you're buying. HUD will not allow any repairs to be done on the property prior to close of escrow. You cannot store any personal property in the home, yard, garage, or anywhere on the property prior to close of escrow. You can't park your vehicle there, put your motorcycle there, park your trailer there, anything like that prior to the close of escrow. And you can't do any work to it prior to close of escrow. And under no circumstances can a buyer move in prior to the close of escrow. So HUD does have inspectors that routinely inspect the properties. They're called FSM, Field Service Manager Inspectors. And also the listing agents inspect the properties on a regular basis as well, and we're required to take photos and send those into HUD, so they will find out if somebody is over there doing repairs or has moved in, you know, sooner than the closing or has made any alterations or stored property, et cetera, there. So you definitely don't want to do that. And it's really for your own benefit as well. If you don't own the property yet, you don't want to take that risk, you know, with your personal belongings and making repairs. And it is grounds for termination of the contract. So, and once you've gotten your inspections and you're in escrow, everything else is pretty much going to work like a regular escrow. Your lender, if you're obtaining financing, your lender is going to order an appraisal. You can get the utilities turned on for your inspections. And then once the appraisal comes back, it goes through title and escrow to ensure that the buyer gets a clear title. And then your lender issues the loan documents, and you go in and sign, and you bring your funds in to close. Once we have confirmation of recording, then the buyer is officially the owner of the property, and your agent will meet you out there to open the door for you, and you should have the property immediately rekeyed, because we are not allowed to hand out the keys on HUD homes for your own safety as well. So make sure you have that property rekeyed right away. So that is the HUD home buying process in a nutshell. I hope you found that information helpful. While I've still got everyone's attention, I want to go over the available HUD homes in our area right now. And I'll start with the county just south of us. I'm in Merced County, so the county just south of us is Madera County. And we have one available HUD home in Madera County right now, and that's at 16825 Amador Street. That's 16825 Amador Street in Madera, and that's offered at $235,980. That's 235-980, and that is open to all bidders. So if you're looking for a property in Madera, feel free to go to HUDHomestore.com and take a look at that. Currently in Merced County right now, we do not have any available HUD homes. And currently in Mariposa County, we do not have any available HUD homes. They are all pending. Moving north to Santa Claus County, we do have two really nice HUD homes available right now. The first one is out in Patterson, and the address is 1527 Phlox, and that's Phlox Drive. That's 1527 Phlox, Phlox Drive, and that's offered at $370,000. And it's a five-bedroom, three-and-a-half bath. So 1527 Phlox Drive, offered at $370,000. And the next one in Santa Claus County that's available is 540 Hampton Court. That's 540 Hampton Court, and that's out in Oakdale. And that's offered at $430,000. 540 Hampton Court in Oakdale. and that is offered at $430,000, and that is a 5-bedroom, 4.5-bathroom, so a nice large home out there at 540 Hampton Court. That's what we have available in Stanislaus County, and I'll just check San Joaquin County. Nothing available in San Joaquin County right now. So our inventory is a little tight in regards to HUD homes and traditional homes as well. Not a whole lot for sale, but we hope to be having some more inventory soon. So keep checking back, okay? Again, thank you for listening in today. I hope everybody has a wonderful day. And again, my name is Julie Cayley, and you can reach me at 209-385-1200. Or visit me online at www.mercedhomesrealty.com. Thanks again.